salad bowl. Let your Allen pole bedridden, should have been dead a long time ago. Liquid Tylenol, gelatin, sneak my skeletons melting. Wicked, I get all high when I think I smell the scent of elephant manure. Hell, I'm in Kahlua, screw it, to hell with it. I went through hell with accelerants and blew up my,
yeah, man. We're going through hell in Wisconsin because of Robin Voss. I haven't gone hardcore on this. I was just sharing with Jason some of the things I could say to these people, these legislators that take shots at me and comments like, Robin Voss had to walk by me. Oh, and I'm going to tell you, when I was listening to him speak, and he was so nasty and just, I mean, people were just, ooh, you know, there wasn't like, of course, you know, on the sidelines and the side seats over where I was, kind of, I was in the back row. I'm like, the last thing you're going to see as you walk out when you're done testifying, if you come that way. Anyway, so they're all over there like, oh, that's a good one, right? You know, ribbing each other and stuff. And I'm just, wow. All right, you saw enough in the over, you know, the overflow room was where I was sitting for a while. And I was reacting like a lot of people. It's probably more reactionary than the rest of the people because I know Robin so much better than they do. So anyway, I was like, and they know him. They know he's an awful person. But I mean, I know like really, really nasty stuff that I'm going to use against him, right? And if I get, okay, so I signed up to testify at the Joint Finance Committee, and I'm like, well, for the last 10 years when I do this, I'm like the last guy every time. I'm on the bottom of the pile, which is fine, because if you guys want to go till 1:30 a.m., like you have a couple times, then, you know, I guarantee you the 3-4 people that are left here, we're going to have a good time when I get done. People might laugh. But I wasn't really, you know, thinking this was too much funny stuff, you know, and I'm listening to all these people. But first Voss is done and he's coming out and I see him and I'm like, Foxconn. And of course I'm masked and he's not. But he knows who I am, even with the bandana and the long hair and a mask on. He knew right away. And of course, he's, you know, the game that he plays with me, I'm going to be able to get a response out of him when normally you'd think he wouldn't answer to somebody saying something, right? But instead, he turns and he says, yeah, it's great. Great for roundabout builders and quick trips, you know, but not for the people that lost all their homes to this nonsense. And no, we got bilked on this. And everybody should have known that, right? You know, they called the train a boondoggle. That's the one that would have had jobs instantly, and it was all paid for to begin with. And
oh my gosh.
Milwaukee was, yeah, building engines and cars. And but, you know, hey, keep voting Republican in Wisconsin. Really? Because here's what's going to happen, okay, with this gerrymandering. But first Voss, you know, he says that, and then the rest of them are smiling, walking out, and, you know, assembly punk Jim Steinke and a few others, and they're walking out, and I go, keep on smugging, I mean smiling. And, oh my God, all of a sudden these two Tyrannosaurus Rex arms are going side to side, coming at me. Pretty sure it was branching, right? And she says to me, oh, zip it. And I said, oh, no, you're going to have to unzip that yourself. I mean, I'm not going to take crap from these guys. But, I didn't get kicked out either, did I?
Good.
No, because it's like you guys are going back and forth with me. You are now out of line as well. I mean, you're not up there speaking. Who the hell are you to talk to me like that, right? Seriously. So let's have some fun. You know, and I'm going to tell you right now, there's Democrats in there that just can't stand me. Legislators, right? I don't care. So you don't like me, you know? I mean, you got your job to do. I like my job better. I really do. You know, I don't need to worry about, you know, raising money to run for office or anything like that. I can just put a couple bucks into the parking ramp and run people out of office. Hell of a lot more fun, especially when they're crooked. Now, you know, if you're going to, I look at some of these guys, and then when they let down their guard because somebody said something that made the whole room kind of think that was funny, and then they go back to it again, right? They go back to like the Alec playbook has already decided this. And so that's what's going to happen. I mean, no, I'm sorry, Wisco Paul, but I do not think that the courts are going to, I mean, sure, you know, maybe the circuit court, maybe the federal court, but if it gets like, you know, state Supreme Court, like everything does around here, and it's rigged, And then we don't know if the one guy, you know, the one moderate kind of guy, if he really wants to go down in history with, you know, because this is going down in history. And it's not like, you know, the old days where you destroy all the archives. I mean, the revolution will be televised, people. How much time we got? Oh, okay. Well, let's go to the phones then. We got, hey, Dave from Mequon. How are you doing?
Great. How about yourself, Mike?
Well, you know. Look, it. I hate saying things like other people say, but you make it as great as you want it to be, right?
That's right.
That's part of the game anyway.
Hey, so really quick, Pizza Box, I just want to bring, I sent a quick article over to you via text, you know, through Devil's Radio. Urban Milwaukee, and it's the article from the 23rd of this month, so just a week ago. The Milwaukee County Board, they've had three shots over redistricting, and they've rejected three times from an independent effort. And the reason why? Because they're pissed off the way the independent effort to redistrict, they rejected it, and now the County Board of Milwaukee said, oh, okay, we're going to just take over this, because it was going to butt heads with some of the current members, because, you know, Milwaukee's shrinking. And so, you know, I guess we always hear about the gerrymandering with Republicans, but when they actually rubber hits the road, and now we see what's going on in Milwaukee County, I'm calling BS on that side of the aisle, just because this has been going on for a while and it's been underreported. But like I said, you can read the article, your listeners can read it and see what make their determination from that.
Cool. Hey, no, thanks for that, and thanks for calling in again. And look, I'm going to tell you, you could say Milwaukee, you could pick any county, right, and find things wrong with it, because there's plenty of people on, you know, both sides of the aisle that don't like me. But let's not try to pretend that, you know, Milwaukee's this horrible place where, you know, they don't want it done and it's independent. You know, these county boards, don't you know? Or have you been watching school boards and county boards being infiltrated by just really rotten legislators? So when that happens, man, you know, not much is going to happen. Nothing's happening in Congress. Come on, man. It's like this gridlock and obstruction for the people. That's all this is. And quite honestly, Dave, I mean, the right votes 100% everything for the people. And then it only takes two senators in the Democratic side to just blow it up in our faces and do the Republicans, legislators anyway, a favor, because none of this stuff is a favor to the people. It's pretty brutal, man. I mean, we want to make it Republican, Democrat, whatever. I mean, I go after both, but I'm going to tell you right now, the Republicans are in like last place. There was nobody there to testify for gerrymandering and hundreds of people to testify against. And some of them said, we've never voted Democrat, man. We just don't want this. We want fair elections. So there you go, Dave. Some of the listeners and people at the Capitol can answer some of that stuff for you. That's where you should come. You know, these features and articles and stuff, I don't have time to. I live it, man. Get in the building. You'll learn something. Everybody will.